this weekend,
yeah,
Saturday night date night, I saw one of the most egregious examples of relying on ChatGPT of all time.
Oh, please do share.
So we went out and did dinner, and then we did one of those like make your own candle things. You familiar with those, John?
No.
Heather?
I've heard of them, never done it.
So you go and like you pick the scents that you want to combine, and you can do candles or wax melts or lotions or whatever you want to do, right?
Get yourself a bar of soap.
If John, I'm sure if you want one, they could do it for you.
You went candle making?
Yes, John, I went candle making. You got an issue with it?
Yes.
I'm sure Lisa would love to make candles. You should take her sometime. She's not a candle person?
No, she's not.
Worried about burning the house down or what?
No, not at all. I just don't think that's it's
not her thing.
No, it's not her thing. So I know that there's more to this story, which we'll get to in a moment. But Heather, if you asked Colin, "Hey, do you want to go make some candles with me?" What would his response be?
No, but he would have questions like, right. Will the game be on? Is there beer? Or I don't know, you know, like,
yes, can I make a beer scented
yes.
candle?
They were not serving beer at the establishment. We did dinner and then
sure
we did
you could
drinks.
Probably get a glass
though?
Of wine.
No, they don't, but they should.
Oh, they don't?
We need a liquor license.
Well, I thought that was the point of it. Like,
you can't bring
like,
your own bottle.
Wine.
Yeah,
it's a good question. I didn't
get yourself a good old Pinot Noir.
You're fancy, John.
So fancy.
Yes. My wife loves it when they bring the wine menu.
Is that how you read it?
That's how I go full accent on all of them. Yes. It's which usually means that she, as soon as they say, would you like the wine menu? And they like are going to hand it to me. She grabs it right away. No, you don't want him to have that.
The Pinot Grigiat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyway, we get there. We're, you know, did our drinks and dinner. And this is just kind of, hey, build your own candle. The people next to us were using ChatGPT to decide which scents would be a good combination, as opposed to their own nose. You're staring in front of the scents. The whole point is, what do you like? Do you like this combination? Do you like this scent? And they were sitting on the phone combining stuff on the ChatGPT.
I think you need to slow your roll just a little bit. Now,
where have we gotten where they can't even rely on our own senses, but ChatGPT will do it for us?
Well, okay, so you're talking about making a candle, something that you want to burn for scent and flavor in your house.
Yes.
You may have a scent that you prefer, but you're not necessarily sure what might go good with that. So you're not just going to go full, you know, pine tree. Unless it's Christmas time.
You could build a Christmas one.
But what goes well with that? I have absolutely no problem with them using AI to
agree with you,
pair.
John.
Thank you.
I do. It's almost like jumping on Google, though. It's the same thing. Like, I like the scent of a pine tree. I'm making, like,
yeah, whatever. What's the best way to make this?
Yeah.
Heather, look, but let's do this. You have a pine tree as one. You go, you know, Christmas time, maybe peppermint. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Smell it yourself.
Can you combine the scents to smell?
Yes.
Okay, so I've never done this, so
yeah,
I don't
I've
know
never
what
done
it
this
looks
either.
Either.
I mean, and maybe they don't have, like, I bring up wine tasting because it's, again, it's not something that I don't have the palate to be able to decipher what is good and what is bad. It's just, I like this and it may be a terrible wine, but it tastes good to me. They may not have the trained schnoz like you do.
Maybe they can't smell.
Big nose, John.
What's that?
Is it because I got a big nose, John?
I'm just referring to your nose.
Did they do any smelling? Was there any sniff tests at all or no? Yeah. Like maybe they just lost their sense of smell. Maybe
could be.
Both the couples, yeah. they cannot smell.
Because they were all smelled out?
No,
well,
I don't
once
know.
You,
maybe
but it,
they
it
don't
could
have
also
that
be.
Scent.
Why would you
I don't
get
know,
the
how
candle
do you,
if you can't
how do you,
smell?
How do you cleanse your palate if you're, you know, if you go to a wine tasting, right? You taste one wine, then they give you something to swish around and. You
well,
know.
They normally have like coffee beans. You smell.
Okay, so that
there is
that,
a palate
cleanser for
yes.
your nose. Okay,
they normally offer something.
Did
like
you
that,
smell
I think.
The coffee beans?
There was coffee beans. You could use that if you wanted to break up
to clean the because if you smell one, then all of a sudden you smell another one. You're like, well, am I smelling these together? Because I still have that sense.
Yeah. My point
in
is,
my
if
nose.
You're gonna go, the experience is doing it yourself.
But
not
if you want to spend money on this and you want it to be perfect when you bring it into your home, I have absolutely no problem with this.
I'd like to know if they stuck with what ChatGPT told them or if they did eventually wander into their own smells.
So from what I observed is they had, once you pick out the three or four that you like, then they let you actually take the oil and combine and smell. And I don't think they liked what they were building very much. Just judging body language from afar. Everybody's got their own different preferences. Just build the thing you like. It's going to be in your house.
And they got their own. That's what they told ChatGPT. Like, I like this type of flavor or scent.
Yeah.
Can you? What
did I call the flavor?
You did.
Yeah.
I did. John walks in. What flavors do you guys have here? Oh boy, not one of these dudes.
Yes. We got another meathead.
Got any brewskis in the back?
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing to use it for, I don't think.
So then I do want to know what people have seen others doing. The term was sloppers.
Right, where you're using it to decide what to order off of a menu. That's far worse.
Well, I would prefer... I'm not going to sit there and tell anybody they're doing it wrong, but if I would, instead of relying on ChatGPT, if I'm at a restaurant, like I mentioned last week when you had the news story, I'll ask the waiter or waitress, what's good here? What's your favorite dish? I'm deciding between these two, which do you recommend? And then they generally recommend one and I go with the other.
So I did go on ChatGPT last week and picked a restaurant that we frequent. And I said, hey, you know, I don't eat meat. This is what I like. What would you... What should I order at this restaurant? And it didn't come up with my favorite meal. I was waiting to see if my favorite meal would be up there.
But maybe it came up with something that you were like, oh, I should try this. Maybe I would like it.
Not really.
Okay.
It's just the gall of it all. Like, you're at a restaurant. Ask the people who work there or go off of what you know. It's like surrendering any and all critical thinking skills to the almighty computer. Smell the stuff in front of you to pick the combination you want. Think for yourself.
Sound
Use
really
your brain.
Bad when you say that.
Think for it yourself.
Just, yeah. Thank you, Greg. There's a lot of smarm in there.
But it needs to be said, people. Think for yourself.
Did you give them looks of disdain? And just every time that they would pull out their phone, did you go...
No, I made a mental note to shame them on the radio, as anybody would do.
I get what you're saying. It does take away the creativity of doing things
yourself.
Yeah,
but maybe they're
yourself.
Not creative people.
But... Well, clearly they're not.
Well, sure. Well, not everybody is as creative or has the scent ability as one James Costa.
I don't think I have some superior schnoz.
Apparently you do.
I just think you should experience life.
So
that's my bold take today. You should experience life.
Unrelated question, I guess. What candle did you create?
Okay,
what
so
was
I,
scent?
I did.
Did you bring it in for a sample?
Yeah.
No, I can. We did wax melts. I can bring them in for you.
Wax
melts. You need like a tart burner.
What's a max, is that how wax
you,
melt?
Is that how you burn it?
So I joked about your wife. Kelsey doesn't want to burn down the house. She prefers the wax melts. I don't care.
Yeah, it's, you melt them on like, I call them
like
a tart
dish.
Burner, but it's like a dish with like a light.
Like heat source.
A light bulb underneath
it. Oh, okay.
It. Yeah.
You could light a candle underneath that one.
You could. Absolutely.
You could, but most people don't. They use
it's a plug-in. Oh, it heats the base and then you drop in the wax and then it
creates they come out like wafers.
Scent. Yes, kind of. Like cubes are the ways these came out.
Oh, okay.
But I did almond. Burnt sugar and vanilla bean.
Oh, it's like a Christmas cookie that I don't want to smell.
Yeah.
In my
what?
Yeah,
I
don't like
vanilla.
That. Vanilla,
vanilla
sugar.
Is a third tier.
Ugh.
You don't
like
burnt sugar?
I
like
vanilla
sugar?
In my chocolate chip cookies, but not in, you know,
not as a
scent.
I thought there's a pretty easy crowd pleaser.
No, not for a candle, not for a scent in the home. I don't like it.
Really?
I mean, I might like it for a moment, but it's not something I'd want to burn.
Continuously,
yeah.
Walk
like
in there
anything.
And be like, yeah, it'd be a little bit offensive.
With the sugar scents? Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's not what ChatGPT told me to make, so I guess that was my problem.
Yeah.
You didn't do a bolognese?
They did not have that set. They had like 80 or 90 different options, not a bolognese.
Got anything that smells like motor oil?
they have some of them. I mean,
I'm with you on this because this is a very creative environment. Like when you're going to, you're creating something. You don't have something tell you do something when you're creating something.
Yeah, but sometimes you leave in those situations with, oh, this is terrible. And you just end up throwing it away and it was a complete waste. So if you know you're not very creative, but you still want to have something that you made, why not go ahead and ask for some assistance? You're just offended they didn't ask you. Here, would you smell this for us?
I didn't want to help them. I was in my own little space doing my own little thing.
John would do like a backwoods smell.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Burning leaves.
Yeah, they have that. They have stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could have done like a real manly candle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Got anything with DEET in it?
It's the worst smell.
Yeah. I want something that smells like fall. There you go.
There you go. You can do like fall leaves, rain, all kinds of
okay,
stuff.
Okay, yeah. So then how do I put that together?
Ask ChatGPT.
I would.
Surrender all critical thinking skills. What do you guys think? What have you seen? Maybe you've done it. ChatGPT gone too far. What do you use it for? Let us know. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.